Hello and a warm welcome to you all. This is Paige Estrotori, bringing you the latest episode of the weekly superannuation news wrap on behalf of the Reputable Financial Services Online. First on the agenda, we glance at our thriving superannuation industry. This week saw an upswing in member contributions, mirroring the positive growth of the market that's been observed since late November. Reports attribute this trend to reforms within the superannuation sector, pushing Australians to invest wisely for their post-retirement plans. In other news, financial regulatory bodies like ASIC and APRA have intensified scrutiny on underperforming super funds over the past months. This welcomes a new era of accountability for the superannuation industry, and certainly underscores the importance of savvier investment mindset among Australians. Furthermore, perennial issues concerning gender disparity in earnings and savings came back to the forefront. Recent studies confirmed that women's superannuation balances, on average, continue to lag behind men's. The government, financial services, and society at large are urged to find ways to bridge this gap. Innovations in financial technology or fintech were also notable this past week. The Response Scheme, for instance, won accolades for elevating member engagement in retirement planning. It seems the super sector is on a steady path to becoming user-centric, harnessing the digital age to its full potential. But not all is merry and bright. Scarborough's report earlier this week detailing cases of Superfund fraud was a reminder of the vulnerabilities we must address. It's fundamental to keep the interests of ordinary Australians at heart and continuously reinforce the security of our superannuation savings. The curtain also rises on new political debates around the superannuation guarantee. Proposed legislation to halt the increase of the superannuation guarantee to 12% has sparked a nationwide dialogue. No doubt, we will continue this conversation into the new year. And lastly, a heartening corporate social responsibility story from the sector. Perth-based Superfund Greenpenny celebrated a win with its eco-friendly office transition, serving as another reminder that our super funds are not just catalysts for economic growth, but can also play a significant role in our collective effort towards sustainability. That's all for this week's roundup. Remember, for more detailed analysis and personalized advice on superannuation, visit Financial Services Online at financialservicesonline.com.au. Thank you for joining me, Paige Estrotori, on this edition of the weekly Superannuation News Wrap. Until next time, stay financially savvy.